This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
On the 22nd of November last year, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced that former Immigration Minister Philip Ruddock would head a review into religious freedom in Australia. The panel of six experts from law reform, human rights and religious backgrounds kicked off the review last week. I spoke to Mr. Ruddock about how the review is going to work, who is involved and who they want to hear from.
Are you concerned about what a review into religious freedoms will mean for our communities?
The churches have blocked their copybooks by their performance already, and I think their relevance in the current climate and current social environment is not worth much these days.
It doesn't concern me.
I'm concerned in a few ways. I guess they've mentioned that they're going to keep the submissions private, as far as I'm aware. So I guess that kind of makes me wonder what talks will be going on in government that we will not be knowledgeable about. But yeah, I think we've kind of made progress with marriage equality, so I worry that with the religious inquiry that they might start rolling back some of those anti-discrimination things, and we might actually see more discrimination in that space.
Mr. Ruddock, just to get people up to speed, why is this review into religious freedoms being conducted?
Well, essentially the government asked for it because there were numbers of proposals before the parliament at the time when it was dealing with the issue of amending the Marriage Act, and the time for debate was limited. There were a wide range of issues raised, and I think the view was they should be looked at in a more considered way rather than rushed at the time and likely to lead to the legislation dealing with same-sex marriage being postponed.
So apart from yourself, who are the other members on the panel and how have they been selected?
Well, I mean, essentially, we've all been selected by the government, and I was asked whether I would be prepared to chair it, and I have been joined by the chair of the Human Rights Commission, Emeritus Professor Rosalind Croucher, who was the head of the Law Reform Commission previously, a retired judge, Annabelle Bennett, somebody that I've known over a very long period of time, a very eminent jurist. We have then Professor Nicholas Aroney, who comes from Queensland University, Professor of Law, and somebody who's taken an interest in the subject matter over a period of time. And we have Father Frank Brennan, who's also a well-known contributor.
We understand that the first meeting has happened on the 10th of January. How often will the panel meet to work through this before the review is finalised on March 31st?
If I knew, I'd tell you. But obviously, it depends on what the task requires. I mean, what we've done at our first meeting was to look at some of the concerns that have been expressed about two matters. One was whether we were going to be dealing with the issue openly and in a way which enabled people to see the views that are being put to us and to understand the sort of matters that might influence the decisions that we might come to. And obviously I use the expression from time to time, we didn't want to be undertaking this work in a closet. But obviously there are always some issues about material where people ask for it to be considered in confidence, and sometimes you get issues that arise where people write material that might name other individuals, and particularly in a situation where people might be defamed. So you always have to look at these questions in terms of the appropriateness of publishing material, but our view is to be as open as possible, and the expectation is that most of the material we receive should be published. And then we looked at the requests that were made from people who said, if you close off the time for submissions at the end of January, particularly when a lot of people are away at this time of the year, you probably haven't given them sufficient time to respond, and so we suggested the time be extended till the 14th of February, that will of course give us a little less time to deliberate if we're going to conclude our work as requested by the end of March. But obviously there is room to seek an extension if necessary, but we've decided to try and deal with the matters in the time that we've been given, and then see if there are issues that enable or that might require us to ask for extra time, we'd consider it then.
And how can members of the public contribute to the review?
Well, obviously there is the website that's been identified, and if people wish to submit to us, I think it's best that they do so. It can be done online, but it can be done in writing, and obviously we're open to receive as many views as people wish to make known. I mean, there's no shortage. I think we're up around about the 600 mark already, so it's been progressing very quickly. The areas in which organisations that might be submitting on behalf of a broader membership is obviously not yet extensively before us. Most of it is individual submissions that we've received, but I suspect by the end of the month we'll start to hear from organisations that may have a considered view that they want to bring to our attention. And finally, the only other observation I would make is that we are intending to look at in each state, the opportunities to bring together interested parties where views might be explored in public hearings. So we haven't got a closed mind to dealing with the issues publicly, where people are able to elaborate further on the matters that they want to bring to our attention.
Philip Ruddock, thank you so much for joining us on The Informer. The review into religious freedom in Australia is due to wrap up on the 31st of March this year, and its results could directly affect our communities. You can submit to the review via the online permission form, which you will find at pmc.gov.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.